forge your fate and embark on an epic journey across war-torn 19th century Japan in the thrilling open-world action RPG, Rise of the Ronin, coming March 22nd to PlayStation 5. Hey gamers, Jake Barras here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. Current indie mega hit Balatro is continuing its domination, permanently setting up free tenancy in the minds of players and selling 1 million copies in just its first month since release. The game, being a deck-building roguelike based on concepts from card games like Big Two or Poker, is currently available on PC and consoles, but is also confirmed to be getting a mobile release, where millions more players are presumably waiting in the wings. Local Thunk, the game's solo developer, expressed their thanks to players as well as their disbelief at the enormous response to the game. Bandai Namco has dropped a new playable demo for its upcoming action RPG Sandland, based on the late Akira Toriyama's manga of the same name, giving eager fans a healthy taste of the game on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC before it launches next month on April 26th. The demo includes the ability to explore a limited portion of the Sandland map with a selection of characters and vehicles, and players who try out the demo will also receive added bonuses in the full game. Dragon's Dogma fans and eager new players alike have pretty good reason to start muting those keywords or even logging off social media entirely, because major spoilers for this week's Dragon's Dogma 2 have hit the internet and are seemingly disseminating faster than Capcom can scrub them. Early copies of the game have landed in player hands, with footage and even live streams of the game subsequently popping up on YouTube and Twitch, where they have naturally spread further onto social media platforms. The game's trophy and achievement lists are also online, and naturally could contain descriptions of things that prospective players won't want to see ahead of time. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.